The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Thanks so much for tuning in to this edition of Build Your Tribe. It is a quick tip Tuesday, and I promise you, this one is important and brief. Let's get to it. When it comes to marketing, one of the most important things that you can do is build anticipation. That's number one. And number two is to make your audience, your avatars, your lifers, feel like they are a part of the process. They are your co-creator. Newer entrepreneurs tend to believe that they're supposed to create and perfect and just get like all the kinks worked out before they start to tell their audience about this thing that they want to share with them. Now, there's a variety of reasons why we do this. Number one, we're afraid that we're going to get it wrong. We're afraid that people are going to judge us. So we want to have the colors right, the logo right, the price right, everything perfect so that when we, ta-da, reveal it to our ideal customers, there's nothing they're going to criticize. So it's our fear of failure, our fear of criticism, our perfectionism that causes us to create things sometimes behind closed doors, like secretively, and not just create them, but like perfect them and work on them and tweak them and improve them. And we don't even know if people want them. Another reason why we often, or I will hear entrepreneurs doing this, is because they fear that someone's going to steal their idea, that a competitor will be watching and take the name of their workshop, that a Silicon Valley developer is going to hear about this project that they're working on and going to steal the idea. And frankly, in some instances, I suppose that could be valid. But you also have to recognize that you're putting yourself at a real disadvantage by not seeding this idea at the earliest date possible. Again, there are very few exceptions where I would say, don't talk about it. And even in those instances, there's so many ways to get your audience involved and excited and anticipating and also feeling like they're a part of the process without you having to give away trade secrets that otherwise might need to be protected by an NDA. Start thinking of your lifer, your customer, if you will, as a friend. Don't think of them as an end user. Think of them as somebody who's just as knowledgeable, just as excited, and just as passionate about this idea as you are. And they also happen to be a friend. I mean, like, stop thinking about them as a customer and just throw away all the jargon and start looking at your community as your friends, your co-creators. And if you don't have community, it's time to start realizing that's how you win. Followers are random people who rarely see your stuff, who followed you probably years ago or maybe even by accident, and that's a different level of investment versus somebody who feels like they're a part of your community, like they belong in the same way that you belong. As an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a marketer, whatever it is you want to call yourself, it doesn't make sense anymore to come up with ideas in a test tube without sharing them, without having your community co-create with you. And you've got to stop overthinking this, okay? So if you're imagining that you've got a friend who's just as excited, just as passionate, just as obsessed with the same thing that you're obsessed with, and they were like, I want to help you do this, what would your video content look like, right? You would shoot informal videos. You would show them sketches on a notepad. You would hold the camera up to your face, and you would shoot them a quick video saying, like, okay, so here's what I'm thinking. I think that people would love if we took this little compact and we put a mirror right here, and instead of it folding like this, it could fold like that. What do you think? But instead of sending that to one person, posting that to your community, whether that's a community on Facebook or on your Instagram stories or your TikTok stories or your YouTube stories, like everyone's got stories now, but really thinking about, like, how can I speak to my community, not like I'm marketing something to them, but that I'm excited and passionate about co-creating something with them from the earliest stages, before you know what it's called, before you know what it really is, before you even know if people really want it. This is how we encourage their advocacy. This is how we connect on a much deeper level, on a much more intimate level with our community. This means instead of posting statements and telling people this is what it is and this is what I'm doing, it's having a polite conversation. It's almost like asking their advice, asking for their input, asking for their opinion. It's instead of you saying, okay, here's the little compact that I've designed and I know you're going to love it. It's saying, what's your opinion? What is your advice? What is your take on this? What input do you have? And by the way, this isn't just about getting people excited to buy your product. This is about you leveraging the brilliance of your community. At Team Johnson, we don't even have one product that we came up with on our own. Everything that we offer, I feel like we have created through the innovation of our community. Like, it's because our community, my community, you have given me feedback and said, like, this is what I'm struggling with. Wouldn't it be cool if there were this? Hey, why can't you offer something like this? Or what if there was a fill in the blank? Your community is going to give you the best information and the best ideas for products, for pricing, for improving your existing products, your existing courses, your existing offers, your existing services. When your community knows that you don't just value their opinion, you're actually listening and you're solving problems with them, not just for them, but like with them, your community isn't just your community. They also become your biggest fans. They also become your most brilliant innovators. They become your best marketers. It's how you build trust with your audience. It's how you can be transparent. And gosh, people get so excited about that process. Of course, it builds anticipation for the launch or the release of this product or service, but it's so much more than that. I mean, think about it. Can you really afford right now to hire 20 brilliant innovators to look at the things that you've already created and help you improve them? Can you afford to hire 50 people to just sit around a table and brainstorm the next thing that you should launch? Probably not. I know I couldn't. In fact, the only course I can think of, the only thing that we've ever offered that basically was a complete flop was something that I created without ever talking to my audience. And it was something nobody wanted. It was a program called Health is Wealth. And I can't even tell you what it was now. All I know is I was just like, oh, I've got all these ideas for it. I'm going to talk to no one about it because this is such a great name that someone's going to steal it. And honestly, I don't even know if we even checked to see if it had been trademarked. It doesn't matter because we launched it for, I think, like a month and maybe 15 people bought it. And it was a complete flop because it wasn't what people wanted. I created it in a test tube. And there's one more reason why it is so important to involve your audience in the seeding. That's what I like to think of as, like, think of it as seeding. Think of it as co-creating with them. Probably the most important or maybe compelling reason why you need to do this is because you want a big financial hit. When we surprise people, we haven't been talking about something. We haven't involved them in the process. And we're just like, surprise, here's this thing that I want to offer to you. It just takes so much longer to get people excited, to help educate them, to help them buy into it, if you will. And that's when you need a couple things. You need confidence and you need money. You want to be able to launch this thing. And the very first time you're launching it to the public is when you have your biggest landslide of sales. When we have followed this methodology and involved our community, for example, with the launch of our push journals, I forget even what year we did that in, but my community was a part of the development, the pricing, the size, the colors, the packaging, freaking everything. They were along the journey with me because the push journal was originally just a digital download. So think about that for a second. We had, I don't know, maybe 100,000 people had downloaded a digital copy. Imagine if then suddenly I surprised them and said, okay, no more digital copy. Ta-da, here's this thing you have to buy. That wouldn't have worked. And because we didn't do it that way, because we talked to them about what it was they wanted. Why did they want something physical? Why was it a digital copy wasn't solving problems for them? We were listening. And there's a big difference between listening and then going like, surprise, here's this thing. There's a big difference between that and having a conversation saying like, okay, so what can we create to help solve this problem for you? And we involved the community in every single step of this. So by the time we actually did launch, instead of having thousands of angry members of our community, what we ended up with was our biggest year financially. Like the month, the day, the week that we launched the Push Journal, we haven't had a month that big since we launched. The initial investment that our community made into the Push Journals felt like they were making an investment into something that they had co-created. And guess what? When your community helps you to co-create something, they are far less critical of it because they feel like they had a hand in creating it, right? So our first Push Journals, they had a lot of room for improvement. I'll leave it at that. But our community was like super hesitant to say anything negative whatsoever. Like I was the one who was like, you guys, I don't know if we want this kind of a binding. Don't you feel like it should have more? Like I had to almost like force them to criticize or offer feedback on how we could improve the Push Journals because they felt like it was their product. So not only are you going to have a bigger windfall, a more loyal audience, have to do less marketing and sales, you're also going to have very satisfied customers. Customers who then become your marketing agents. And just telling you, this stuff works. So your marching orders are to do this. Start showing, start sharing, start communicating, start co-creating with your audience, seeding the idea. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning into this Quick Tip Tuesday. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done. I'll talk to you Thursday. Don't forget to check out instaclubhub.com. Brock and I are helping people crush it on Instagram, and we have so much fun doing it. Why not build your business with us by growing your audience on Instagram? We'll make it fun. We'll get the job done. We make it easy, simple, and seamless. So check out instaclubhub.com.
Hey, if you enjoyed the show, please don't forget to make sure you are subscribed and following along. Build Your Tribe is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most every podcast app. And if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review and tell us specifically what you enjoyed. Build Your Tribe is released every Tuesday and Thursdays. And for Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you're wondering what the heck is Shalene doing? Well, you need to go find out and follow her and subscribe to her other podcast, The Shalene Show. It's about living your best freaking life, improving all things physical, your mental health, like mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. It's amazing. If you would like more of Shalene with more personal content, and you know what I mean by personal content, be sure to check out her Patreon at patreon.com/The Shalene Show. Links to everything referenced in today's episode, as well as show sponsors and other podcasts, can be found below in our show notes.